The following message is copyrighted by Westminster Theological Seminary. Duplication, distribution, or other use of all or any part of this message is not permitted without prior written consent. Please direct your inquiries to communications@wts.edu. For all other information, please visit the main website at www.wts.edu.
Good morning. Let's pray. Lord, we bless you that you are our Creator and Redeemer, that we can look on the accomplished redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering, his death, his resurrection and ascension, that we may rejoice in your goodness expressed through him, that we may find our feet standing on a rock of your promises and the rock of Christ himself. And we pray that those promises and the power of your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, would work in us progressive conformity to the image of Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Please turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 5. Verse 12. While he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now, even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. Leprosy. Probably not what we know today as Hansen's disease, the technical name for it, which is, attacks the nerve so that people have no feeling and then they injure themselves. These diseases were skin diseases, but they were contagious, some of them. They were like a plague. In 1518, I haven't got my notes, so 1518, 1519, one of those years, the plague, the Black Death, struck Zurich. And a third of the population died. Ulrich Zwingli was a pastor in Zurich, and he visited the sick and dying. He got the plague himself, but survived. Well, though it wasn't that long afterwards that he was killed in battle as the chaplain of the forces of Zurich. But he survived that. And it took us a considerable amount of courage, you can understand, to stay there and minister with the knowledge that you might get it yourself. What was it like to be a citizen of that city and to have a third of your neighbors die? And you say, well, you know, that was before the 20th century. But you probably already know there was a flu in 1918 that killed millions of people. And the scientists are still worried that something, some variation of that, is going to come, and it would be devastating. So we're not necessarily through with that. But the passage that we have here, and the thing that Jesus did to this leprous man, is not merely there, I needn't tell you, it's not merely there because death is a threatening reality. Leprosy in the Old Testament, you can go to Numbers 13 and 14 if you want to have the lowdown on it. Leprosy disqualified people from entering the precincts of the house of God, made them ceremonially unclean, and it disqualified them from the community. They had to cry out, unclean, unclean, and live away from there. And of course, looking back in the light of modern medicine, people are saying, well, God was protecting the people. It's a kind of quarantine process, right? He was protecting the people from the spread of disease among them. And that, I'm sure, was a secondary kind of benefit. But, of course, there were all kinds of other things that made you unclean. If you touched a dead body, you were unclean. You could say, well, that could spread contagion if the person had died of some contagious disease, yes. But it's more than that. Eating certain kinds of food made you unclean. So what's going on? And the fact is that leprosy is a sign of sin. It disqualified the people from the community, the holy community then, you see, and disqualified them from entering into God's presence. And it's a particularly hideous kind of thing because it spreads. You can see the progress of the thing through your skin. And it's like the spread of death. Now, people didn't literally die of these skin diseases, but it looked as if they were. You know, it was a spread of corruption. And that's sin. Sin does that same thing. And you've experienced it, and I've experienced it. Not only is it in you, you're already a diseased person. But anyone you come in contact with, you're going to spread it because you're going to do. You are a leper, and I am too. And you need cleansing that doesn't touch just the skin, right? That's the symbol. You need something that gets to the root of the disease. And the leper, with the physical leprosy, now we're talking about spiritual leprosy, right? But the leper with physical leprosy had some sense. God gave him, I believe. The understanding that Jesus could do something for him. And so he comes. While Jesus was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And somehow or other, he'd heard or he knew, when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And you and I, in effect, is that what we would say if Jesus were here? And of course, people say, well, unfortunately, he isn't. You know, he was on earth back then and there. We don't have him here in the body, but he ascended in his resurrection in order that through the Spirit he might be present to people all over the world. He couldn't do that while he was bodily on earth. He was located in one place in the land of Palestine during his whole earthly life. Wherever he went, that was the only place where people could access him in the flesh. Now, he's present through the Spirit. What do you have to say for yourself? Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Not from a physical disease primarily, although I believe there is healing in the atonement. I don't want to get into all that, but there's healing, perfect healing in the atonement which we will experience in the new heavens and the new earth. The problem with the prosperity gospel people is they've jumped the gun. They don't want to suffer for Christ now in order to be glorified hereafter. But there is going to be glory. There is perfect bodily healing, but that's subordinate, you see, to asking for spiritual cleansing. If you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And that is Jesus' message still to you today. You see what I'm saying? And I believe I'm saying that with the authority of Scripture, and because Scripture teaches the reality of the presence of Jesus through the Spirit that he's poured out in Pentecost. That all you have to do is to say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And the leper, I think, again, taught by God, understood that it wasn't an obvious thing whether God would have mercy on him in this way. He didn't deserve it. There was nothing he could appeal to in terms of his qualifications. And that's the same with you and the same with me. But this passage displays the mercy of Jesus. I will be clean, and that's all it takes, right? It's Jesus not only as prophet, like Elisha, who by his word is able to cleanse Naaman, but it's Jesus as God speaking the divine word of power. And he does something else. He stretched out his hand and he touched him, saying, I will be clean. Now, the Old Testament clean and unclean thing, the thing about being a leper is you had to stay away from every people because the contamination would spread. Jesus did something that was a total social taboo. You weren't supposed to do that. You weren't even supposed to get near the leper, let alone touch him. So Jesus is contaminated. No, he's not, right? The power goes the other way, right? The power goes from Jesus' holiness and his messianic work to this man and to you. But I believe that this picture is also an anticipation of something. Namely, that when the time comes later on in his life, when the time comes, Jesus will stretch out his hand to you and to me and to all those who call upon him and say, I will be clean, and will take the sin on himself and die. The wages of sin is death. But that death is your cleansing. Praise the Lord. You are free. You are free to enter into the house, not that symbolic house on earth that needed symbolic qualifications of cleanness in order to even get into the first outer court. You have access to God in his own holiness in the heavenly places, open through the flesh of Christ who has made you clean. And this power of cleaning is not only yours, but is yours to transmit the news. By the way, you other lepers, there's 10 later on, remember, that are cleansed, right? Here's cleansing. Praise the Lord. Once for all, Jesus has done it. Never to die again, but to enter not only a life like he lived on earth, but the eternal life of dwelling with God. And you are cleansed from this symbolic death of sin that has been ravaging your soul as well as affecting your body, by the way, because, you know, people do sinful things, and they often, it damages their body. But there is a remedy in Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we pray, thanking you that Jesus not only cleansed that leper, but that through him, cleansing has come to everyone who calls upon him. And we would say, if you will, you can make us clean and receive that cleansing that you have taken, that you have undertaken through the cross. Thank you for the new life which is in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.